to the Enjoy the Journey podcast. We explore lifestyle hacks to unlock the ultimate happiness.
Entrepreneurship isn't about watching it happen, but making it happen.
The life you choose is up to you. So let's live, love, and laugh like we ain't got no choice. Now get ready for your hosts, Greg and Shatita Young.
Enjoy the journey!
Good. Welcome. Good day. And welcome to this segment of Enjoy the Journey. And this is my lovely wife, Shatita Young. And my name is Greg Young. And we are your hosts on this segment of Enjoy the Journey today. Today's Life Skill Hacks hot topic is Enough Already. Six things about education we are tired of hearing. Now, we know that our parents told us growing up, number one, they said, go to school, get good grades, graduate with honors, go to college, and get a good job, and live the dream life. But we are tired of hearing that because of the simple fact, me, I am a perfect example. I did those things that my parents wanted me to do. And when I did that, you know, I went to school, I got good grades, I graduated with honors, I went to college, and I got a four-year Bachelor of Science degree in criminal justice with a concentration of forensic investigations. But that landed me a job in law enforcement. Now, when I got that job in law enforcement, the reason why I'm tired of hearing it and everybody else is tired of hearing it because of number one, when I got that job in law enforcement, I was time broke. It took away all my time. I didn't have no time to spend with my family. Number two, I was living from paycheck to paycheck because I found myself in a position to where, you know, I wanted to live beyond the means of my paycheck. So I went out and bought a bunch of stuff that I could not afford, all because I wanted it, but it made me live from paycheck to paycheck. And then number three, I was drowning in student loan debt because of the simple fact that I had went to college and I got a four-year Bachelor of Science degree in criminal justice with a concentration of forensic investigations, but I ended up from $80,000 to $100,000 in student loan debt. So that's the reason I am a living example to why we say enough, that we are tired of hearing these things about education. People stress about how important education is, but you never ever hear anybody talk about the importance of self-education. You never hear anybody talk about the importance of trying to build wealth, or creating multiple streams of income. All they want you to do is go to school, get good grades, graduate with honors, and go to college and get a good job and live the dream life. But that's not always the way to go. You know, we need to learn how to educate ourselves more with a self-educating system so that we can create our own way of generating wealth and building wealth. Because they didn't teach you about building wealth in school. They didn't teach you about entrepreneurship. They didn't teach you about none of that. All they said is go to school, get good grades, graduate with honors, and go to college and live the dream and get a good job and live the dream life. But the dream life is not really the dream life because it turned out to be the stress life. And I tell you why it turned out to be the stress life, because you have so many people that are in the industry right now that is working, but they're not happy. You know, they're stressed out. They're stressed out because they're going to a job that they hate each and every day. You know, they're doing things that they don't like doing, but they know that they have to put food on the table and they know that they have to provide for their family. But the thing is, like I said, we're tired of hearing the six things of going to school, getting good grades, graduating with honors, and going to college and getting a good job and living the dream life because it's not working. A perfect example, I will tell you that it's not working. You think about the economic crisis that happened in 2020. When the economic crisis came in and when the new decade came in 2020, half of the world was shocked and half of the world was confused because guess what? They listened to those six things that we're tired of hearing. go to school, get good grades, go to graduate with honors, go to college, get a good job, and live the dream life. They listen to that, and they put all their eggs in one basket because they figured that, you know, I got a job, I'm making $100,000 a year, nothing is never gonna happen for this job to go away. And not once did they think about creating a second source of income just in case that job went away. And guess what we ended up having in 2020 when the economic crisis happened? We ended up having 43 million people that were unemployed because of the economic crisis, because of what we were taught.
Right. So like my husband said, you know, going to school and get good grades, but also we were taught that have that house with a picket fence. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
By having that education, you get that house with a picket fence and have 2.5 kids. You know? So that's not really how life is set up. You know? We're saying, you know, now there's answers besides that. Now, since the 2020 happened and everything kind of failed, we have to find different avenues to support ourselves besides the brick and mortar and education. Education has not evolved as what education does is it trains us to work for somebody else and build someone else's dream. This is our opinion. We see that. If you had your job, well, no, I need to work. I need to go to education. If you at a job that you wake up Monday morning like, oh my God, I have to go there. Don't you think you need to find something different?
Absolutely.
There's something different that you need to find. What are your gifts? What are your talents? You know, what can you do for others? That is what's going to make you absolutely rich. Just think about it. All the people who have money, what have they done for society to enhance society and change some things in society? That's why they are millionaires. We can talk about Branson. We can talk about Jobs. We can talk about Tyler Perry. We can talk about Oprah Winfrey. All these people
absolutely
have brought something to the world to enhance the world, good or bad. Okay, that enhanced the world that brought them millions, absolutely millions. So the typical advice of going to school and get a good raise and have that 40-40 plan, which you work for 40 years and only get 40% of your pay. See, that right there is not the answer anymore. And 2020 was an eye-opener, saying, you know what, it's not, you have to find something, do it different. What is your plan B?
Absolutely. And the thing is, you know, like I said, there's nothing wrong with getting a general education and getting college degrees, because we have to be knowledgeable and we have to know what we need to do in order to survive in this world. But we also have to think about our happiness, right, and our satisfaction.
Right.
So if you're not satisfied with what you're doing right now, and this thing that they have told, six questions that they have told us that we're tired of hearing, then now it's time for you to make a stand and do something about it and believe in yourself and go out there and invest in yourself and take risks, you know, because you never know. You know, the only ones that don't succeed in life are the ones that don't take risks, you know, because the saying goes, risk takers are money makers. And if you're afraid of taking risks, then you might as well be afraid of living your life, because your life is full of risks. I'll give you an example. When you get in that car and you drive down the highway each and every day, you're taking a risk because you don't know what's going to happen on that highway. You don't know if you're going to get into an accident. You don't know what's going on. So you're taking risks every day. And then by the same token, when you're working for somebody else, you're taking risks. You're going into their job. You're taking risks. Say, for instance, if you're a police officer, every day that you put on that uniform, you don't know if you're going to return back to your family or not. You don't know what's going to happen out there before that day ends. So you're taking risks. So we take risks each and every day, but why don't we take risks on ourselves?
Exactly. So my thought is this. Now that Greg and I both have our degrees in criminal justice and forensic investigation, are we using that? No. We did that because our parents told us to go to school, get the grades. My thing is that our grade point average was like, well, we had a 3.6, 4.0. We graduated with honors.
Oh, yeah, 3.4.
Oh, my God. We did exactly what our parents told us. And the only thing we did, we went into $300,000 in student loan debt. And don't have really nothing to show for it.
To be exact, $126,000 for me.
Now,
because of the interest.
Yeah, sis. Yeah, because now we have that amount of money that we had to pay for. Education is not for everyone. You know what? If you do go to school, which I do not knock education. If you do go to school for a skill. Now, just remember, if you don't own that job, you will hit a glass ceiling. But if you own, if you have your own business in that job area where you want to go for, where you are going into, there's infinite possibilities where your income could be, you know? And so my thing is that when you're working for somebody else, you're just over broke and you're building someone else's dreams.
And absolutely, you know, because just like me and my wife, you know, we're going to online school to learn how to become a more profitable trader inside the Forex market. So we made a decision to self-educate ourselves so that we could develop a skill that could never be taken away from us.
Right.
And we can take back control of our own life based upon the decision that we made to take risks, to go to this online school and to learn how to trade. And it has helped us a lot because we have become profitable traders to where we earn money every day in the Forex trading market through knowledge, through learning a skill. So like my wife was saying, if you're going to go to school for something that's going to benefit you in the long haul. Don't go to school for something that's going to just benefit you to where you can go out there and get a job and build somebody else's wealth. Go to school so that you can benefit yourself and you can develop a skill so you can build your own wealth. Because the question is, aren't you tired of making everybody else rich while you're staying broke, or while you're still living in the middle class, or while you're still living from paycheck to paycheck? Don't you think you deserve to have the lifestyle of fun, freedom, and fulfillment, and be able to do things on your own terms when you want to? And that's what this trading is doing for me and my wife. It has given us a much, much better lifestyle than what we had when we were working for someone else. And the thing is, that's only because we were the people that said, hey, you know what? It's time for us to invest in ourselves. So never be too afraid to where you want or you don't want to invest in yourself. Because if you're afraid to invest in yourself, then that means you don't believe in yourself.
Exactly. And you know what? I was just talking to my best friend, Tasha. I was just talking to her. And I said, Tosh, you know, I spent all that money going to school, getting these degrees, and turn around, what happened? I have to pay over hundreds of thousands of dollars a bank, and I go and get a skill, which is in trading through Elevate, and only pay $99 a month. And I done made that money, I make that money back and more every month.
One day of trading, we get back what we use,
yes,
to pay for our Elevate.
Yes.
So I'm just saying, bet on yourself. If you're not going to bet on nobody else, bet on yourself and stop listening to these six ways that people have been telling us that we're tired of hearing, because it's nothing but it just puts us to a position to where we just frustrate ourselves more, because we're in a position to where we're unhappy. We're doing things we don't want to do, but we're doing them because we think we have to do them. But you don't have to do nothing you don't want to do. What happened to you doing the desires of your heart? What happened to you doing the things that you love to do? What happened to you doing the things that put a smile on your face? That's what me and my wife are doing. That's the reason why we decided to create our channel, Enjoy the Journey, because we want to let you know. We want you to enjoy this journey with us, and we want you to be able to know that there are better ways of being able to take care of yourself than building somebody else's wealth.
Right.
Don't you think you deserve to be wealthy just like you're making somebody else wealthy? If just think about it. If you can dedicate your time to going to a job for 8 hours, why can't you dedicate that time to investing in yourself for 8 hours? to learning the knowledge that you need to do so you can live your life the way you want to for 8 hours. The thing about us right now, we make more in the trading industry in 1 hour than we did in 8 hours of work of working a paycheck.
Exactly. And my thing is that too, is that when we do our trading at $99 a month, like he said, we make all kinds of money. We make our mistakes and we make money. If I would have known that before I went to school and got our master's and a bachelor's degree and our associates, I would have did that, because this really is honestly is paying me. So what are your skills? What can you do for others?
Absolutely.
What can you do for others to change other people's lives? For us, we love trading, we love travel, and we want to share that with others. We also love to give life hacks.
Absolutely.
So my thing is that our life hacks for you today is, what is, once again, what is your desire? What can you do for others? And you know what? If you don't know what you want to do, you know, when you don't know what you want to do, just look down below in that lifestyle marketplace. Trading might be for you. Travel might be for you. You got to start somewhere. Because, you know, us doing trading and travel have taught us some self-improvement tactics too. And gave us even more life hacks that we're sharing with you today.
Absolutely. And see, the thing is, we're here to educate you, to let you know that there is a better way. So if you're doing something that you don't love and it's not your passion and it's not your vision and it's not your dream, find out what is your niche. Find out what makes you happy. Find out what puts a smile on your face each and every day and go for it.
Go for it.
Because if you don't go for it, nobody's going to give it to you. In life, you got to go for what you want. You have to initiate your life into what you want it to be. You have to build your life into what you want it to be. And that's why we're here, to give you these life hacks, skills, these lifestyle hack skills, to let you know, based on what we've went through and what we've overcome, to let you know that you can do the same too. You know, you can be that person that can build your own wealth, that can create your own future, but you just have to make your decision.
Right. We go to school, we live in this brick and mortar building, right? We go to school for, 8 hours a day, just like we do. They train us for a job. You know what I'm saying? They train us for a job in the job industry. For 8 hours a day, they train us to sit down, be quiet, take your lunch at this time, get up, go to school, be on time, all these things. And then they send us to college to train us for a job that, you know, a lot of times we go to college, we get the job that we want. So a lot of times we don't. I think it was 2008, everybody went and got a degree. And most of the people are not even using that degree.
Absolutely.
So my thing is that, what are you doing? If you're not happy with what you're doing right now, or you have an education and you're not using it right now, you know what? And your life looks like whatever it looks like, then you have to do something different.
Absolutely. And that's the key. You know, you have to sometimes evaluate your life. If you look at your life from the past 5 years to right now, what have you accomplished? How have you advanced in life? Have you gotten further, or are you still on that hamster wheel trying to figure it out, what you want to do? Now, all you have to do is just make a decision, you know, because the thing is, when you make a decision, stick with that decision. Don't allow someone else to tell you that you cannot achieve something that they're not willing to try. You know, why would you listen to somebody that's not willing to go online and take online classes to learn how to trade, and they tell you that you can't do it, but they won't do it? What sense does that make?
Or you're looking for something. You're looking for something to advance yourself. Get a skill. Start with a skill. And then, you know what? If you don't have a talent, start with a skill. And then instead of going to a brick and mortar, paying all that money, for us it didn't work. For you it might have worked. You know what I'm saying? Even doctors and lawyers, they pay all this money to go to school. Then they go to school and then they got to pay all these loans back. For like 8 years of the first year, 8 years of their life. So you have a ball and chain that's connected to you. because of the fact, the simple fact that, you know, you went to school.
Absolutely.
And I don't, like I said, I do not knock school. But what I'm saying is, you should always have a plan B. If you're going to go to school and you're going to do, and I tell my sons, if you're going to go to school, you're going to get the good grades, you're going to do everything you're supposed to do, always have a talent or a skill set that's going to still make you money when that job fires you or you have to quit.
Absolutely. And the thing is, what you have to realize is that if you're tired of hearing those six things about education and what they tell you to do, do something about it. You know, do something about it. Reach out to someone and say, hey, you know what? I noticed you're doing this, you're doing that. Can you give me some advice or something?
Right.
Can you show me? Can you teach me how to do what you do? And a lot of people are always willing to show you and teach you how to do what they do. But, you know, like they always say, a closed mouth don't get fed.
It sure does.
But if you open up your mouth and you voice your opinion, and you make a stand for where you want to go,
right,
then you can get to where you want to go. Because there's a saying, you got to stand for something or you're going to fall for everything. So you don't want to be that person that when it's all said and done and you say, I wish I could have, would have. When you had the opportunity, the time is now for you to do what you need to do so you can live the life that satisfies you. So once again,
once again, thank you for coming on to enjoy the journey. We appreciate you. And don't forget to like, share, and ring that bell. And look at our lifestyle marketplace at the bottom. Click on any of the links. If you guys think, you know, if you need extra income or you need help with bills or whatever, you want to go travel, look down at the lifestyle marketplace below. And you know what? It's life-changing information down there.
Absolutely. And we want you to
enjoy
the journey with us.
Yes.
Thank you for tuning in.
Hope you enjoyed today's episode of Enjoy the Journey podcast. All the information you need can be found on enjoythejourney.org. Don't forget to stay tuned for our next episode. And remember, you're way too blessed to be stressed. Let's take it one day at a time, baby.